Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an urban echo breakdown in Ableton Live 12, and this is an advanced drum and bass effects move that can seriously level up your transitions. The idea here is simple, but the execution is everything. We're not just dropping the energy and calling it a breakdown. We're stripping the break apart, rebuilding it in layers, and using echo, filtering, and space to create that pressure cooker feeling that pulls the listener right back into the drop. Think of this as a mid-track breakdown with attitude. It should feel atmospheric, tight, and slightly dangerous. You want that warehouse echo vibe, ghost snares, chopped fragments, and just enough movement to keep the groove alive while the arrangement breathes. First, pick your breakbeat source. An amen, a think break, a funky drummer-style loop, anything with strong transient character will work well. If the break has more tonal content, warp it in Complex Pro. If the transient feel matters more, use Beats Mode. If it already sounds clean, you can slice it to a MIDI track and rebuild it from the ground up. A really useful advanced move here is to duplicate the break. Keep one copy full range for body and groove, and make a second copy into a ghost texture layer. On that duplicate, high pass around 180 to 250 Hz so it becomes more atmospheric and less soundational. That way, your breakdown has a core and a shadow. That layering is what makes it feel pro. Now let's build the main break channel. A good starting chain is drum bus, then auto filter, then echo, then maybe saturator, and finally a compressor if needed. Drum bus is doing a lot of the heavy lifting here. Add just enough drive to give the break some grit. Maybe a little crunch if it needs more bite, and only a touch of boom if the low end feels too thin. You're not trying to wreck the break, just give it pressure and weight. After that, use auto filter to shape the energy over time. Start darker, with a low pass filter controlling the top end, and automate the cutoff as the breakdown develops. You can slowly open it up over 4 or 8 bars, then clamp it back down right before the drop. That push and pull is huge in drum and bass, because it gives the listener a sense of motion without needing a full extra musical idea. Now we get to the heart of the lesson, echo. This is where the urban echo breakdown really comes alive. Use echo to create rhythmic movement, not just space. Try a delay time like 1/8 dotted, 1/4, or 1/16 depending on the groove. Keep the feedback controlled, somewhere in the 20 to 45% range, and filter the echoes so they don't clutter the low end or get too bright. A good starting point is to high pass around 250 Hz and low pass somewhere between 6.5 and 8 kHz. If you want a solid starting point, try 1/8 dotted, about 32% feedback, and automate the dry/wet from around 10% up to 35% during the breakdown. That alone can create a really convincing urban echo feel. If the delay starts stepping on the main hits, use ducking so the echoes get out of the way and then bloom in the gaps. At this stage, the break should still feel readable. That's important. Advanced does not mean messy. The groove has to stay clear enough that the listener still senses where the snare lands, even if the section is getting abstract. If you want to push the rebuild further, slice the break into a drum rack. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, or use fixed divisions like 1/16 if you want more control. This lets you reprogram fragments of the original loop, which is perfect for a breakdown that feels like it's disintegrating and reassembling at the same time. A nice pattern here is a call and response over 2 bars. In the first bar, use recognizable break fragments. In the second bar, leave more space, then hit a fill or a kick pickup near the end. Remember, in drum and bass, silence is not empty. Silence is tension. A short dropout before a fill can create more momentum than adding another effect. Next, build your ghost layer. This is the atmospheric side of the breakdown. On that layer, use EQA to high pass it, then auto filter, then echo, then reverb, then utility. You want this layer to feel like the room around the break, not another main drum part. The reverb can be longer here, maybe 2.5 to 5 seconds, but keep it controlled with a low cut so it doesn't flood the low mids. Use utility to widen it carefully, and if you want extra movement, automate the stereo width or pan subtly across the breakdown. This is where you can really get that ghost snare in a tunnel vibe. Distant, metallic, washed, but still rhythmically related to the main break. If the main break is the body, this ghost layer is the atmosphere. For even more tension, add reverse elements, reverse snares, reverse cymbals, reversed break slices, or a reversed reverb tail can all work really well. A fast way to make one is to bounce a snare hit with reverb, reverse that rendered audio, and place it half a bar or a bar before the drop. That suction effect is classic, and it works beautifully in drum and bass because it feels like the arrangement is being pulled forward. You can also add a pre-drop fill with beat repeat, manual slice editing, or a gate. If you use beat repeat, keep it musical. Try an interval of 1 bar or half a bar, a grid around 1/16th, and use chants sparingly. The goal is controlled chaos, not random clutter. Now let's talk automation, because this is what turns the section into a real breakdown arc. Automate the auto filter cutoff, echo dry slash wet, echo feedback, reverb send, drum bus drive, utility gain, and maybe saturator drive if you want the break to get dirtier as it deconstructs. A strong 8-bar arc might start with the break still present, but filtered, then build echo movement and ghost detail, then let the main break partially drop out while the atmosphere takes over, and finally open the filter and tighten the groove again right before the drop. That way, the breakdown feels like it's telling a story, not just sitting in one static mood. For cleaner mixing, put time-based effects on return tracks whenever possible. A short room reverb on one return, a long echo on another, and maybe a big wash on a third return gives you a lot of control. You can blend them in as needed without drowning the whole mix. This also makes it easier to keep the dry break punchy, while still getting huge atmospheric space. If you want a darker or heavier feel, add a rebuild layer underneath the break. This could be a distorted rimshot, a metallic percussion hit, a pitch-down break fragment, or even a tight tom loop. Process it with saturator, a bit of redux if you want crunch, auto filter, and maybe sidechain compression. That extra layer can give the breakdown that industrial, urban edge that works so well in darker DNB and jungle influenced sections. As you near the drop, the transition needs to feel decisive. That means you start removing the ghost layers, opening the filter, reducing echo feedback quickly, and landing on a fill or impact that hands the listener directly into the drop. One key best practice here is to leave the final quarter bar cleaner than you think you need. In drum and bass, a little negative space right before the drop makes the impact hit much harder. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Too much reverb can turn the whole section into a cloud and kill the groove. Too much echo feedback can smear the timing and blur the snare. Over-filtering can remove the punch that keeps the listener engaged. And if the main break and the ghost layer sound too similar, the arrangement loses contrast. Keep one layer punchy and direct, and let the other one be wide and atmospheric. Also, don't forget the low end. Even in a breakdown, you still want perceived weight. That can come from a restrained kick ghost, a sub-swell, or a low-impact bid. Just enough to remind the listener where the power lies. Here are a few pro moves to take this even further. Push drum bus before echo if you want more jungle grit. Sidechain the echo tail so it breathes around the dry hits. Use filtered distortion on the ghost layer for that damaged speaker in an alleyway vibe. Keep the snare authoritative with transient emphasis and a short, tight reverb. And if you want the breakdown to feel less gridlocked, try rhythmic delay times like 1/8 dotted, 3/16, or 1/16, and automate between them. One of the most powerful advanced moves is resampling. Bounce your best breakdown pass to audio, then chop it again. Reverse a section, stretch a tail, trim a fill, and re-import it. This forces decisions, and a lot of the time it reveals the most character. Here's a good practice challenge. Build a 4-bar urban echo breakdown using one breakbeat loop, one ghost atmosphere layer, one return track echo, and one fill or reverse element. Keep the main break audible in the first 2 bars, increase filter movement and echo in bars 3 and 4, drop out at least one drum element each bar, and end with a fill that clearly points to the drop. If you want to check your work properly, listen back on headphones, monitors, and even a phone or small speaker. If the groove still reads in all 3 contexts, you've nailed the balance. So the big takeaway is this. A great drum and bass breakdown is not empty. It's actively rebuilding energy. Use Ableton's stock devices to make the break feel like it's moving through space, then tighten it back up just in time for the drop. That's how you get that dark, rolling, club-ready pressure. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter lesson read, a more conversational voiceover version, or a version with timestamp cues for each section.